Easy Sports Talk Show with Javon Adams and Ed Smith, or should I say Ed Smith and Javon Adams? You got to put the legend before, you know, in the proper place. We do this thing every three times a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. My name is Javon Adams. You can call me Jay or Jay Love. And that man is Ed Smith, played not only professional baseball, but he also played in the Super Bowl with the that first Super Bowl-bound team for the Atlanta Falcons back in the day. He's a motivational speaker and an author. What is good, my brother?
You know me, man. I'm the man. Stand next to 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 the
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. All right, so let's get into it, man. We didn't do Monday because your boy was just beat. But I wanted to – there's a few things that have been coming up, so I want to get to some of the changes in the NFL and the Dak Prescott, I guess – the Dak Prescott experiment that the Cowboys are going to be going through this time next season. But before that, we are on the eve of the NCAA tournament getting back up and running for this upcoming weekend for the Sweet 16. So how's your bracket looking, man?
Man, my bracket is busted. Just filleted, bro. Yeah. Kentucky killed me. It is what it is at this point. It's like there's no resurrection. If I could, I would go back and start it all over and, you know, be smarter. But it's too late. Once you put that bracket out there, it's out there for all to see. So I was just that busted. Now, I will say I got Kentucky in one bracket and then North Carolina in my other. I got a whole bunch of brackets, too. But, I mean, I can see pulling out of my Tar Heels run all the way because they're not the consensus pick. A lot of people are picking – surprisingly, like Arizona's a prohibitive favor. We're not even expected to beat Alabama. I'm like, damn, you know. So we'll see how it all works out. But we know we're ready to shock the world, bro.
I heard that. Okay. Yeah, it was interesting because GCU, because of course, for you that listen that don't know, we're based out of Phoenix, Arizona. So it was cool because GCU, Grand Canyon University, they made it. They at least they got to Sunday, right? So they won their first game in the tournament. So that was cool to see.
But, yeah, that was. So, I was talking to my son. I was like, man, instead of a ASU game, next year we'll go see a GCU game. You know?
That's real. Because I used to work there back in the day. And so I remember when they hired Dan Marley. Dan Marley comes in and there's all this excitement. And I used to take the boys because we would get, for working there, we would get really discounted. No, they were free, actually. We get just free tickets every once in a while. And we ended up going for a couple different seasons. And we had a good time. It was real energy in there. I'm sure it's much different now. They got a different coach that came in with last year, I think, but who's doing some good things for the conference. So, yeah, that building right there off of, 35th Avenue in Camelback, it was popping at least 3 or 4 years ago, so I'm sure it's still full of energy as well.
Well, you know, the difference is GCU is creating their history. ASU is living off of their history.
Bars.
Think about it, bro. I mean, it was how many years ago was Harden here and, you know, they were a tournament team and had some respect and they still think they're that team that university. And, I mean, they've gotten swallowed up by U of A and GCU in their own city. GCU's going into the tournament. The last couple of even appearances were playing appearances that they didn't get in for ASU. So, you know, stop living off the past. Get that program beefed up because little brother is over here shining, bro. Getting in the tournament, winning games, getting to the second round.
Good. All right, so Easy Sports Talk. He's Ed Smith. I'm Javon Adams. So let's get into a couple of these things NFL-wise. The first one, let's talk about Dak. So the Cowboys, it came out yesterday that the Cowboys are not Dak's going to hit free agency next season. Unrestricted free agency. And that seems to be – Dak is not – nobody says Dak is Patrick Mahomes. Nobody says Dak is what's my man from Buffalo that
– Josh Allen.
Josh Allen. Nobody's saying that he is, that he's like one of the top two or three or top five, but he's not a bad quarterback. I heard this mentioned or compared to along the lines of Kirk Cousins when Kirk Cousins was out there and doing those things in Washington and bet on himself and then ended up breaking the bank and being, the, as they say, a Hall of Famer when it comes to the bank. But this is a big risk because the Cowboys could lose Dak. And he could go to the highest bidder next season. And then what are they with? Who are they left with? Are they going to draft somebody this season in order to prepare in this draft in order to prepare for what happens at the end of the coming season? I'm curious, man, because this is one of those where you wonder what the leverage is. Does Dak want to stay with the Cowboys and be a Cowboy no matter what and take some type of discount in order to stay because he's making crazy amounts of money? How do you see this going down?
It feels like a little game of chicken. Your boy is, you know, he's probably got his stance where this is what I've made and this is what I'm entitled to make. And Jerry's sitting over there, the boss, you know, saying, well, we're going to do things different this time. And Dak might be, okay, well, go ahead and find out how different it is out there. We'd be surprised, you know, everybody, here's the thing. Everybody talks about Dak like he's not a franchise quarterback until he's on the market, Jay. He's, you know, right now it's just talk. If he were to be able to get to the market, just like Kirk Cousins, and, you know, he's a little younger than Kirk, you know, not about the same amount of success at that, you know. Yeah. I mean, for me, if I'm Dak, I'm like, okay, if this is what you think of me, I'm out. And we'll see. And then next year, this time, when he's a full, you know, fledged free agent, teams will be flocking to get him. Like I said, not because he's Josh Mahomes, because those dudes are so hard to find. And he's been at least respectable. He's been a franchise quarterback, says all the things, does all the right things, doesn't always play up to par. But, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, you could do far worse than the Dak Prescott. And that's the thing. Until he gets to the market, Cowboys can say and do what they want to do. The thing is, what's happening, when the rubber hits the road this time next year and you're looking at your prospects, and for Jerry, look at this, Jay. Jerry's not a young man. Jerry's only got so many of these left. And they're trying to build to get there, and they've been built. See, they've been building sandcastles, bro. You know what happens with sandcastles? The water comes in. If you put it too close to the water, that stuff, the water comes in and just washes some of it away. So they've been doing this sandcastle thing, not in cement. And it's a slow burn, bro. And I mean, they make the playoffs every year. They fall out of the playoffs every year. One of these years, they're hoping that way it catches the fire and they get there. How are you going to do that with a rookie quarterback or a rebuild? Hearing this, I mean, there's only so many, like I said, Jerry's got only so many of these left. And if you plan on starting all over, man, somebody better, I don't know, count the candles on that cake. Because Jerry don't have, you know, said he don't have a whole bunch of these left. And if you're doing this on speculation, meaning, you know, hey, if we bring a second-tier quarterback in here or, you know, draft a guy, that's starting all over for me and Jerry. Jerry's not in the age of starting all over. And like I said, go ahead and find out how tough it is or how good you probably had it. Now, you want to put all the blame on Dak? Go right ahead. He deserves his share of the blame for some of these playoff just debacles and stuff like that. But, I mean, you have to look at the coaching and decisions. It's a whole – hot mess. It's not just one dude. And you have to tell, here's the thing, Jerry, point the finger in the mirror. There's a thumb point right back at you, bro. There's four fingers, whatever that saying is. You have to take your responsibility for this as well. You need to get out of people's way and let them be GMs, let them be, you know, head coaches. You know, nobody, in my opinion, unless you got lucky, could have survived in this environment because Jerry doesn't make it an environment that's survivable. He's too much with his hands in the mix. Always want to talk. What owner, bro, has his own press conference after every game? Has his own radio show after every, you know, game and through the week? I've been out there in Dallas before, but I'm like, damn, Jerry. I mean, is he trying to a talk show host, or does he own the Dallas Cowboys? So, I mean, at this point in time, Dak might be thinking, hey, that's cool. I can go ahead and get out of here, go somewhere and make some money and not have this pressure or deal with this. If they don't want me here, go right ahead.
It makes me think of, because you said this, is that you think you can go and find a better, but go ahead. But it's one of the, it's weird. It's half empty, half full, half a dozen, that type of saying, because if you're, and we talked about this with the Cardinals, pardon me, here locally before, is that, well, this is good enough. I mean, why don't we do a slow build? No. And you would say, no, Jay, if you feel that you can do better, then go and do better. Yes, you can. You don't have to stay with the status quo just because. If you've got to jettison some folks when it comes to contracts or coaches, et cetera, then yes, you can. But again, it's do you stick with middle of the road, maybe slightly better than middle of the road with the quarterback that you have because you're uncertain about finding that diamond in the rough, or that diamond that's just out there, not even in the rough, that diamond, that one that can take you to the next level. It's that calculated risk that comes along with it, though, isn't it?
Who just played in the Super Bowl, Jay? The Chiefs, yeah. And Brock Purdy on the other side.
Yeah, man.
And you know what? San Francisco, look at the models that we have here. San Francisco makes moves. They're not always right. They moved Trey Lance like a first-round pick, and who they send him to Dallas. They moved off of him because it wasn't working, and they had this young prospect, Brock Purdy. Barry would have never done that in his life because that's not Dallas. You got a big star, and this, that, and the other thing. San Francisco, an organization, pivoted off of making a mistake, landed in the mess, you know, that could have been a seventh round pick as a placeholder. This is a franchise quarterback for them as long as Shanahan is there. And they can do it with Brock Purdy. The Cowboys should be able to do it with Dak Prescott. The talent level, come on. I mean, Brock bigger. I mean, bigger. Arm talent is a little better, not much. He's semi, he does full athleticism. But if they can do that with Purdy, and not just do it, they get a convincing run to the Super Bowl title. And we're on the same track last year in his rookie year. Yeah. So you can't tell me that you couldn't do something similar to that with Dallas. Stop, get out your own way. Stop, re-signing players that shouldn't be re-signed because they were a Dallas draft pick. So we got to make ourselves look good, give these guys all the money. What did they do in free agency? Did absolutely nothing. Instead of going out, hey, there are players out there in the market. Even though we drafted these guys aren't going to get it done. Head coach is, I mean, in most instances, they'll be doing that. Dead man walking. I mean, in most organizations, they'd be like, yeah, he's not getting it done. We got to move on, here's the thing. They have failure at every level, but they won't admit to it. As far as they're concerned, it's the quarterback. Jerry's going to find a way for it to be not his fault. It's somebody else's fault. But if it wasn't Dak's fault, like say if Dak played behind off, and, but then it would be coach's fault. Before you know it, they're going to be going down the line. It's going to be the strength and conditioning guy fault. It's going to be somebody's fault other than Jerry, where, like I said, we look around the league, other teams are doing it with a whole lot less, and they're doing it with, leadership at different areas,
Sure.
Head coach, GM working together. Who can work with Jerry? I mean, basically, he's the GM, owner, and sometimes wants to be the coach too. So, I mean, it is what it is at this point. I would say if I'm Dak, secretly, I don't want to change because I would love to just make this 40 or 50 million here. But if I'm going to be the dude getting all the blame and, let's go and test the waters and find what else is out there. And I'll go somewhere else where it's going to be less headache. I'll make my money, and I don't have to deal with Jerry and the rest of this clown show over here. So I will see.
Yeah, and this is Easy Sports Talk Show with Ed Smith and Javon Adams. So let's stay in the NFL a little bit. Okay, this coming up Christmas, it's supposed to be the NBA. It's almost like the unofficial debut of the NBA, but the NFL says, nah, we got this. And so you're thinking, okay, well, Christmas must be maybe it's on a Monday or it's on a Saturday, or it could be on a Sunday. No. Christmas is on Wednesday this year, and yet they are going to still have two games that play. I think the way it's going to be is if the team that plays the Saturday before, they could be eligible to play in Wednesday. Is this too much, man? Because I was listening on the way in before we started today. It was what Roger Goodell said a couple of weeks ago. No, we're not worried about playing on Christmas. And now they're playing on Christmas. And then he says, but we're not planning on playing on Christmas all the time. But because you're doing it on a Wednesday, what's going to stop you from doing it on a Friday? Obviously, they play on Thursdays. So is this too much? I know you are the NFL man. Is this too much?
There is one day in the week, Jay, that you cannot play an NFL game. There is one day a week on the calendar every year that you cannot play an NFL game, and that's Wednesday. And yet, the NFL is going to do it. To me, that shows that there are you can get away with everybody. We play Monday night games. You can have a team with an extra day off. You can play a Tuesday game. How are you going to have the players play Wednesday night now? The theory is, play on Thursday, they're play on Sundays. That's not the same, bro. You're shortening the week on them to begin with the Saturday game. Now you're going to have them rebound and play again on a Wednesday. You know who I fought for this? 100%? 100%. The Players Union. They're the ones who allowed Goodell and the owners to put these type of scenarios in the mix to begin with, all for a little extra change, a little extra TV money, whatever it is. And NBA don't want to play back-to-backs, bruh. Their players are like revolting. We're going to do load management. You want us to play on a Monday and then a Tuesday? A game that, historically, they eat three or four games in a week, They're like, nah, we don't do back-to-backs here anymore. So we're going to sit. We're going to revolt. And the Players Association for the NFL got bamboozled, hoodwinked into a little extra change. And you know what? Christmas falls on a Wednesday this year. So we're going to play football on a Wednesday. If I revolt to the point, Jay, if I was in the league right now, that would be the week that I would just have to have an injury. Something just – and I would say, I would do a sit-out as far as – all the players, I would protest this. Every player on that Saturday after their game have come up with a mysterious injury that we just can't figure out because we're revolt. You want to throw us out there to the wolves and play us on a Wednesday? Okay, we'll see. This would be something that a forward-thinking, player association, the union would think, not the NFL. They're just going to take it, no Vaseline. It's going to take it. And, next thing you know, bro, they're going to be playing, hey, we play two games in a week. Why don't we play on Sunday? And then let's play on Tuesday, this is the NFL going too far. There's no reason for this. If Christmas falls on a Friday, a Saturday, even a Thursday, because it's normal, I say, go ahead. You're going to play football? Not one game. This is how bold it is. Two games. So that's four teams that are affected. I just can't see how this is something that can be done. And like I said, that shows the power of ownership and Goodell in the league, because they do it. They didn't even bat an eye. It's one thing's like, hey, guys, we're thinking about doing this thing where we're going to, they just said, we're playing two games on Wednesday. Get ready. That's what they said, ready. Not, we're thinking about it. Oh, nah. Yeah, we're playing two games on Wednesday because Christmas falls on a Wednesday, so we're going to do it. So that, to me, just shows. And like I said, for me, I can find entertainment some other way. I don't need to be watching these players on a short week like this. I hate Thursday night football. You've heard me. I hate Thursday night football. It's not enough time for the players to rebound, and I've been there. It's not enough time every week of the – we don't need it every Thursday of the season. It should be a special thing. Not every week of the season we have a Thursday night game. It is not necessary, yet they throw it out there. It's an inferior product. The teams are tired. The matchups are boring and bad because the teams are tired and just it's hard to give. You can't even put a game plan in, bro. It's, hey, we're just going to take most of what we're doing this week and we're going to roll it in the next week when, you know, a normal week, there's so much game planning and preparation and getting ready because you got the time to do it. Nah, everybody's beat up and can't even practice. We're going to roll the last week's game plan and just, you know, cross our fingers and see if how we come out of this one. But yet, this is how the NFL is going to treat the players, and they have nothing to say other than, thank you, sir, may I have another. And that's,
and that's what we're going to leave with today, because on Friday I want to get into the kickoff, the changes with the kickoff. We'll get into that a little bit more. I want your thoughts on that. I'm sure that you would love that. But, so he is Ed Smith. I am Javon Adams. We do this thing 3 times a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Make sure you tell a friend to tell a friend about what we have going on here. You can go to easysportstalk.com as well. Easysportstalk.com is where you can find information there as well. Or if you want to see us, you can go to YouTube, wherever you listen to us. Make sure you subscribe. You can go to YouTube at The Easy Sports Talk Show. The Easy Sports Talk Show. And as we always like to say around this time, you can.